Events, interviews, and stories detailed in the State of State are highly exaggerated and fictional for the sake of humor. This podcast is not meant to be an accurate reflection of San Diego State University, nor the values of KCR College Radio. All stages of production for the State of State were performed remotely.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Woo!
We're the Hernias. We're so excited to play for you guys.
Last week, my co-producer Detrimony Smith and I were invited to a free concert by the Hernias, an up-and-coming rock band founded here at San Diego State.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Damien, the audio we're picking up is kind of echoey.
Try animatronia llamifying the Cruella de Vil.
I did. And I even triceratoped the litigation attorney to the point of Alexander Hamilton.
Still echoey?
Yeah. I don't think our mics are the problem.
What is then?
I mean, the stadium's completely empty.
Empty? I found it ridiculous that such awesome talent had low attendance. That's why I'm dedicating this episode to shed some light on some blooming musicians here at State. With the help of us, they can go from having zero subscribers on Instagram to 15. Hi, I'm Damien Chartreuse, and you're listening to The State of State, a podcast where we state statements about the state of state. State stature, the state of student mind states, and as I stated before, the state of state. Each week, we'll bring you a new story about the place some of us call home and that the rest of us call hell. On this episode, we meet the next generation of talented music artists here at San Diego State. And to Sarah, if you're listening, I saw you doing a funny dance with your hands, and your passion for music is what inspired me to do this episode. Wait, were you dancing or being chased down by a swarm of bees? Our first artist was the indie psychedelic-inspired musician Mossy Bongwater. We sat down with him at the apartment he found off Craigslist. Thanks for joining us, Mossy Bong.
Just one second, man.
Are you almost done? Detrimony and I started playing Temple Run on our phones. This went on for about 9 hours. Instead of following the entirety of this bong rip, we'll play you a snippet of Mossy Bongwater's songs. It's called Broke My Bong.
Broke my bong, where did I go wrong? Broke my bong, thought you were my swan song. Broke my bong, didn't wanna have to tell my mom, cause I knew the storm was coming when I felt the calm. When I broke my bong, no one told me breaking your bong would also break your heart. Thought I could fix it with just any other spare part. But like my college degree, it was useless from the start. I just wanna smoke my tree, breaking all of you broke a piece of me.
He exhaled and blew out a massive cloud like a fog machine.
Phew. Okay, I'm ready.
Huh? Damien? He's ready.
Oh, okay. Let's get this interview started then.
Sorry about that massive hit. I'm trying to transcend.
Aren't you scared of tampering with your brain that much?
Relax, man. Everybody knows you can't OD on weed.
If only.
Plus, I need to take huge hits like that in order to transcend. Once I get on that level, I'll be able to write universally acclaimed music.
Transcend?
You know, transcend. Transcend to another plane of existence.
You mean like, die?
No, man. Transcend.
He took out a needle. Decimony and I were a bit nervous. What is that?
Jizzapan.
I was relieved. It was harmless.
And fentanyl.
What?
I told you, man. I'm trying to transcend. I actually have a song about my desire to transcend. Let me play it for you while I inject this.
I'm gonna transcend from weeds what I'm meant to be. The green will set me free. Just have to smoke my tree. It's time to leave this place so I can feel my face. Take off without a trace when I transcend from weed. Doing something no stoner has done. Smokes is on my shoulders and it's weighing a ton. But I do what I must, taking rip after rip, only asking for trust as I embark on my trip. I know I must sound crazy talking this way, but my very potent weed hasn't led me astray. So watch me as I go blazing a new path. Once I transcend, I may just take a bath.
My God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Here we go!
At that moment, a translucent spirit flew out of Mossy Bongwater's body. His body dropped to the floor, while a glowing ghost floated above the ground.
Holy shit, man. I transcended.
He died.
Quick, pass me my guitar. I bet my songwriting skills are cosmic now.
I handed him his guitar, but he was unable to pick it up. It fell right through his hand. I tried again and again, but he couldn't hold anything physical anymore.
Oh God, what have I done?
Next, we interviewed alternative rock band Serafina and the Limbs. You may know Serafina and the Limbs for their avant-garde performances and self-proclaimed experimental compositions that actually sound the same as every other alt-rock song. Take a listen to their most popular song, Ain't Got No Fire Without My Flame, parentheses, you. Decimony and I joined Serafina and the Limbs for an interview. We were on the set of their new music video, On a Tiny Airplane.
Hello. I'm the Holy Seraphina, lead singer of Seraphina and the Limbs.
And we are the Limbs. We exist to serve Seraphina.
You'll have to forgive them. I had them all get lobotomies before they joined the band.
You're so devoted to your act.
It's not an act. They're devoted to me. What happened was they liked a tweet I wrote that said, when people tell me I'm so funny, I tell them, thanks, it's all the trauma. With two sparkly emojis around the word, trauma.
Oh, how quirky.
You are the quirkiest, Seraphina.
Wait. No, that's not quirky.
At this point, one of the Limbs snapped out of her trance for a moment.
I gotta get out of here. I must escape the quirky.
What is happening?
Oh, when one of the Limbs tries to deny how unique I am, they'll be classically conditioned to change their thinking.
But when just one of them steps out of line, they all get shocked?
You have to save us, Damien!
Ignore them. This is the life they chose when they showed support for my tweet.
Well, can't interfere with the rules of the universe. So, how would you describe your music?
Well, sometimes I write love songs, but a lot of the time I like to write raw, introspective songs about depression. I struggled with depression all my life, so I'm pretty good at bragging about it. Take a listen to my song, Self-Harming with a Sharpened Croissant.
So I take my emotions out on this mic. I'm so sad. I don't know what I want. I'm so pressed. I hurt myself with a sharpened croissant. My heartfelt lyrics, I'm either very poetic or just very specific. I want you to know I'm in such a funk because what once was a good relationship with my father has now turned to junk. I'm so
I don't think she's ever had depression.
Powerful song, right?
Extremely, Seraphina.
All right, Seraphina. We're approaching 10,000 feet.
Damien, Detrimony, we're running low on personnel. Would you both be able to be in our music video?
That sounds kind of fun.
Sure, I'm down.
Excellent. Limbs, grab them.
At that point, the Limbs strapped Detrimony and I together, then equipped us with a parachute.
Wait, what?
A door opened.
We'll be right behind you with the camera!
Wait, I changed my mind. The Limbs pushed us. Before we continue, I have a quick word from our sponsor. This episode of The State of State is brought to you by a warning from the Cal Coast Credit Union Amphitheater. They want to tell you, yes, we know that it is outdoor, we know that it is soundproofed, and literally right next to the library, the most populated area on the entire campus. But if we catch you listening in on any performances without a ticket, you will slide a snake into your right ear and let it slither through your head and out the left one. Thank you! My next interviewee was a rapper by the name of Lil Carcinogenic.
Hey, do you mind introducing me by reading this?
He slipped me a piece of paper. Sure. Lil Carcinogenic is a rapper whose lyrical content is arguably superior to Pulitzer Prize-winning artist Kendrick Lamar. Growing up from an underprivileged household in La Jolla, he learned how to claw his way to the top without the presence of a supportive family. Only the trust fund they gave him.
And all that is 100% true.
I believe you. So, Lil Carcinogenic, what is the meaning behind your name?
Great question. You see, my tunes go so hard that the cells in your body start growing abnormally.
What would be the best example of a tune of yours that, quote-unquote, goes hard?
I have this song called the Backsplash, and it's basically when you Hershey squirt into the porcelain throne and the pond comes back up to lick you.
Pardon me?
Here, give it a listen. Constipation, a one inch twinge of your most shameful creation. At the release comes a cringe from your creation's causation. A sudden backsplash, you expected disruption. Well, here comes the splash, in which there's no cessation. You sitting as a squatter on the bowels workstation. You've been raped by water, feel the consternation. So listen to your elders, eat your fibers and your beans. Do your meditation, swallow all those leafy greens. Cause those lumps ain't making soft formations. Face the dreaded backsplash of dreadful constipation. Yeah, cause if those lumps don't make soft formations. Face the dreaded backsplash of dreadful constipation.
Wow, I mean, wow. I can definitely sense influences on your music.
Right? Now, I'm gonna really prove how much of a lyrical genius I am through some freestyle.
Oh god.
Drop me a beat, Damien.
Oh, okay. I'll try.
Yeah. Haters try to tear me down, but they...
Everything okay?
Yeah, I wasn't ready, but I'm ready now.
Okay.
Haters try to tear me down, but they... Is this live?
No, it's not.
So you can cut this out?
Of course. We didn't. Maybe we can listen to another one of your songs instead.
Yeah, let's do that.
Wow, you've got a knack for rhyme, and this is unreleased?
For now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's debuting at the Ruth Bader Ginsburg Elementary School Talent Show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, big booty bitches who can't get enough of this dick love shit like this. I've already scored 12 big booty bitches who can't get enough of this dick.
These songs really attract women?
Not just any women,
big booty bitches who can't get enough of this dick.
Of course, of course.
Women love music, man. You can have checks and great sex, but nothing they like more than a melody written just for them.
Really?
Of course it's true.
I got a big smile on my face. So if I were to write a song for Sarah...
Damien, no.
Then she'd be sure to fall in love with me.
We're graduating next week. Can we just relax?
No. If anything, that means I need to work even harder on this song. It's my last chance to woo Sarah.
I'm so done with this podcast.
That's it for this episode of The State of State. I'd like to thank my guests, The Hernias, Mossy Bongwater, Serafina and the Limbs, and Lil Carcinogenic. And to Sarah, I'm going to write a song for you, and you'll be sure to fall for me then. This episode of The State of State was written by William Tran, Joey Pelosi, and Nate Williams. It was produced by Joyce Wicker-Korba and Kyla Harrison. It was edited by Justin Linville and contains music and lyrics by Nate Williams, Joey Pelosi, and William Tran. It starred the voices of Joey Pelosi, Joyce Wicker-Korba, Michaela Macias, Nate Williams, Justin Linville, and Kyla Harrison. The State of State is recruiting new members for the fall 2021 season. If you would like to get involved or would like to be notified of when new episodes come out, be sure to follow us and connect with us on our Instagram @thestateofstate. Thanks for listening.